The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
If you're listening to Tony Curry Radio, we greatly appreciate you. Thanks to 100,000 folks who have downloaded the app. And of course, we're always in the top 10% of great podcasts from coast to coast right here on the TKR network of stations. We do Mission Minded. Keep in mind your mission in your mind. It's turned into a business show, which we absolutely love. It goes on every single week with Michael Coleman, the CEO of the Heart of Alabama Food Bank. Then we follow it up with Bite by Bite, which is a show specific to the Heart of Alabama Food Bank and Feeding America. This is always a tough time. I know normally we usually have a lot of contributions and stuff that start cropping up around the holidays, because that's when most people seem to be needy. Summertime, transient time, people moving on. Maybe we're not. I know my business has been down a little bit. And so we're always looking for different ways to diversify our income when we're not getting it in like we know. Even if we know it's going to be a dry time, dry times are not good times. So yeah, how do we diversify that income? That's what we want to talk about today.
Yeah, just real quick, and I'm talking here in the nonprofit realm, but it really applies to a for-profit business as well. So you have your primary income stream. In the nonprofit world, that's typically donations, although there are a lot of nonprofits who survive, especially like in the medical fields, who survive on government contracts, things like that, or government grants, I should say. But regardless, let's just look like this. You have one primary means, and I would say if you're over 50% in one area, 50 to even all the way to 100%, the question always comes up, what happens if that funding is adjusted? So it could be cut out altogether. I know of people who have lost a job because they were able to go work in the nonprofit area, do great, meaningful, impactful work. But their contract couldn't be renewed because they lost a grant and, you know, due to no fault of their own. So people have lost jobs, programs go away. So not only if you get a grant from the government or you're supporting a program, all of a sudden you lose some funding. Not only do you lose the people, but you lose the program and the impact that goes with that. So there's a lot of people who are affected. So the question is, how do we not put all our eggs in one basket, so to speak, to where that can happen? So you have to go through a process of thinking through how do we diversify our income. So in the food bank, we're already a little diversified to start with. So one example is about 25% of our income comes from the USDA, and that's administrative funding, I should say, to both receive and store and distribute USDA product. Okay, so that's 25%. Not near enough. Our budget is this year close to $7 million. So we'll get $1.5 million or so. Mm-hmm. All right, that's not enough to run a food bank. So then you've got contributions, and so then you've got all that goes into that. So not only contributions, then you've got your grants, and so then you've got to know your mission well and really invest in grant. But even then, what do you do? So one of the things that we do that you can look at is to say, okay, if I am a nonprofit who's doing a service, so let's say that I have some type of intellectual abilities, counselor, or I can train on, I have expertise on low-income health risk, whatever it is, doesn't matter, then you can open up yourself to possibly contracting with the government or other sources to help raise as a source of revenue to help offset that. Another example would be, do you own any property? And if so, what can you do with that property? So when I was in Birmingham, we owned some property that we rented out. We actually owned a shopping center. Now, of course, you have to pay to keep it up and all that. And we paid somebody to help manage that. But it was a net income of over a couple hundred thousand dollars a year. Here, we own all our own property, but we have some additional space because we created over 1 million additional a capacity to store an additional millions of pounds just by redoing our warehouse organization. And when we did that, it offered up some free space. So the question is, okay, well, what do we do with that space? Excuse me. So you can take that space and you can rent that space out. It can be storage space. And depending on if it's, well, it's got racks in it. Okay. So we actually, Feeding America uses us as a hub for natural disaster relief. So we store their equipment here. We also have, do you have a meeting place? And so lots of times you can lease that out for a day or rent it out for a day, because people are always looking for a good, you know, meeting place. We look at our vehicles. Okay, so we're doing we're out on the road. We have branded vehicles. Who wants to advertise? Because we have trucks out on the road every day, you know, mm-hmm. So we can sell advertising on our trucks. You can do naming rights, where people say, I'm gonna sponsor this building, put my name up on this building. It just goes on and on and on to think about all the different ways that you can take your current assets and turn them into additional revenue streams, so that if the economy crashes like it did back in 2008, everybody gets panicked. Nobody's got any free money to give out to nonprofits. Not, of course, not literally, but, you know, it affects the average person greatly. Then you're not sunk, because, hey, yeah, we're down in our contributions, but we have four other revenue streams that help support it. Because it's, if all four of those revenue streams go out, then the world's coming to an end. So I want to encourage everybody. And let me tell you something. I continue to push AI on people. I get it. People hate it. They're scared of it. On and on and on. Let me tell you something. If you are not using AI, and you could go in, for instance, as something as simple, and go in and go type in possible additional revenue streams for a food bank or whatever you do. Mm-hmm. And it's going to go out there and just spit you out a whole list of things. And some of those are going to be relevant, and some of those are not going to help you at all. But it does a lot of the background, and it's going to give you some ideas that you're not even thinking of. Yes, you have to take it from there. And even if it was like rental property, and it brings up rental property, you go, okay, I have a 1,000-foot empty building. Give me ways I can utilize this building. AI will keep digging for you and keep digging for you. It will do so much work. Make it productive for you. It's free. But I want to encourage everybody out there, whether you're not-for-profit, whether you're for-profit, take the time to think about all the different ways to reduce to reduce your risk is what you're doing, yeah. But diversifying will actually strengthen your organization and make it not necessarily recession-proof, but it will certainly help you get through the hard times and end up in a much stronger position.
Great stuff, my man. I appreciate you. Tell people how they can get in touch with you.
Yeah, jump on the internet very easily. Go to hafb.org. You can support, you can provide one meal to somebody every single day for $6 a month.
How about that?
And it's 30 meals. Well, for every dollar you donate, we can produce 5 meals through our donation system. So, yeah, if you're willing to do that, it's a small price. It's one cup of coffee at Starbucks, and you can ensure every time you sit down to have a meal, somebody else is having a meal because of you. That's a good feeling.
Thank you, my friend. I appreciate you.
Enjoyed it, man.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.